Blog Talk Radio.
Now, it's holiday season. There are mothers and fathers and entrepreneurs and workers who have something new to celebrate. The security of knowing that when the unexpected or misfortune strikes, hardship no longer has to. And you add that all up, and what it means is we head into next year with an economy that's stronger than it was when we started the year. More Americans are finding work and experiencing the pride of a paycheck. Our businesses are positioned for new growth and new jobs, and I firmly believe that 2014 can be a breakthrough year for America.
8th, and welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are still dedicated in the year 2014 to the preservation of freedom. We don't care what the cost is. Freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny, what we cannot afford. Anyway, did everybody have a great New Year's Eve last night? I watched the ball drop on television. I don't go out anymore. All the drunks on the road and everybody's crazy and this and that. I've done the pilgrimage to Manhattan, and this was in 97, 98, something like that. 98, 99, something. 97, 98, something like that. Oh, my God, the cold was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it was close to zero or below. And it doesn't really matter. Once you get to a point where it's friggin' cold, it doesn't matter if it's 40 below or 140 below. You're frozen. It's cold. It's miserable. There's no place to pee. You pee in the street. The whole street of Manhattan is covered with urine. There's no place, there are no bathrooms. They put you in these little boxes, and you have to stay there. You can't leave. And if you leave, you can't come back. It's one of those things that you do once, and that's it. But in any event, I think this year is a new year. I feel There is a new sense of hope. I'm hoping there's a new sense of hope. I really have no idea what the hell we're going to do here today anyway. I mean, I tried thinking about what, you know, in 2013, what was like the most memorable moments and this and that. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff here, bizarre, weird news. I'm going to try to stick away from politics today. I don't think I'm going to be very successful, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm just sick of these bastards, and I just get tired of talking about them. But, you know, I mean, hey, look, if we didn't talk about it, you know, we didn't throw fits, we didn't bitch, piss, and moan, and complain, well, then we've got no one to blame but ourselves for everything that happens to us. And I'm a bitcher, I'm a complainer. When I notice something is wrong, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say, that's wrong. I really don't care. Look, if something is wrong, something isn't working, okay, that's our job. That's our responsibility as human beings to say, wait a minute, this isn't working. This is wrong. But if you're going to say something is wrong, you need to, unlike the EPA, need to come up with something, well, what is right? Anybody can say it's wrong, but who can say it's right? So I try. I don't always succeed, but I at least give it that old college try of trying to, if I'm going to complain about something, I know what is going to work. I'm going to try to do my best to give the, if I'm going to complain that this isn't working, well, what will work? Well, we don't get that in our Congress, in our government anymore. Well, we can't complain. We can't rock the boat. It's not the right time. We can't send any help because, you know, we won't get there on time. This lazy friggin' attitude that we had have had for far too long, and I am still a firm believer. I still believe this in my heart of hearts, that once Reagan won the White House, that was it. We, as Americans, didn't have to worry anymore. Well, we thought we didn't have to worry anymore. Well, we got Mr. Joe Conservative up here. He's our president. You know, he's digging us out of the friggin' hole that Jimmy Carter got us into. Which, I mean, look, I think I was like fifth, sixth grade when he became president. And in fifth, sixth grade, you're 11, 12 years old. Look, I'm not saying I'm you know, all this, all of that, but I was paying attention at 11 and 12 years old. I knew it. Everybody knew that Jimmy Carter was going to be a bust, but they couldn't vote for Gerald Ford because, well, Gerald Ford was the vice president of Richard Nixon, and, well, Richard Nixon was, you know. Look, if we're going to bring down a president, we need to bring down a president for the right reasons, not for political reasons. Bringing down Nixon was political. Trying to bring down Clinton was political. We had plenty of material on to bring Clinton down other than this, some stupid blue-stained dress. What we got going on here, if there's ever a time for impeachment, this is it. Nixon and Clinton, no, those were not the right. You see, Mr. King, that was not the right time to fight. There really wasn't much of a fight. Okay, he lied about having sex or unsex, whatever the hell you want to classify it. I don't care what he stuck up her, his penis or a cigar or a stapler. I don't care. Fact is, something happened between him and her in the Oval Office. Should it have happened? No. If he was a CEO of a company, he would have been relieved of his duties effective immediately. I'm not saying just because you're a president gives you a pass, but I don't think the country needed to go through that. It didn't do anything. It didn't stop anything. It didn't. All it did was just create more division. Well, if you're going to fight, you got to pick your fights. You see a fight that needs to be fought, well, then fight it. You got to be able to discern the difference between a fight that needs to be fought and a fight that's just not worth it. What is for the betterment of the country? That's the fight that we need to have. So in any event, I kind of made a little bit of a list of predictions and what, you know, what we might be able to look forward to in 2014. 2013, I tried finding stuff that was, memorable. I mean, the crap that's memorable is so, Miley Cyrus, selfies, just junk, just crap. We gotta do some work, man, in our country. We've got to change our mindset, number one, before we can change our culture. Our culture is a mess. Our mindset is, we don't have a mindset other than disrupt, distract, and what the hell is that? Okay, if you're going to disrupt, you're going to distract. Okay, well, have a purpose, have a reason for it. Don't do it just to do it. It's counterproductive and tedious, and it goes no frickin' where. I was going to try to be in a good mood today. Damn it. So anyway, some of my predictions. If we're going to heal ourselves, well, we have to heal ourselves. We can't expect the international community to fix the United States. We most definitely cannot expect our government to fix and heal the United States of America. This is our job. I know it sucks. You're going to have to put down the bag of Cheetos and get your ass off the couch. I know it's tough. It sucks. It's inconvenient. You're going to have to turn the television off once in a while, too, believe that or not. That television, that goddamn box has caused more problems in this world than anything else. I'm thoroughly convinced. I believe maybe 1-2% of what I hear on television. And notice I said hear on television, not see on television. There's a big difference. What you hear on television and what you see on television, two complete different food groups. Problem. We don't have a news groups anymore. You know, everybody talks about, you know, on the right about Fox. So Fox is not as conservative as people might think. I just want a news group. One, this is what I want in 2014. I want a news organization to pop up out of nowhere. I don't care where you pop up out of. I want a news organization that simply just reports the friggin' facts. Not one goddamn opinion. There's nothing wrong with having your opinion. There's nothing wrong with people having opinions, but when you're delivering the news, no, there is no room for opinion in news. News is facts and facts only. Does that mean you're going to have to suck it up and tell the goddamn truth once in a while? Yeah, that's what it means. I just want to be able to watch the news one time. Just once in my life. And I've noticed this since I remember the day explicitly. I was 6 years old. It was in 1972. I could have been seven. Actually, I think I was seven. Didn't really matter. I was in like first grade, kindergarten, whatever the hell it was. It doesn't really matter. I know it was 1972. Because that's the year that Yasser Arafat won... got elected as the king of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO. Well, I learned it. My mother told me about it. I learned it. It's always stuck into my head because it was on the news every day forever. I have no faith in the news. I want to. I have no faith in the government. I want to. I have no faith in our school teachers. I want to. I have no faith in our law enforcement. And I desperately want. I want to have faith in, I want to have faith in this country. But in order for anybody to have faith in this country, we must first change our mindset. We need to start using logic, pragmatism, real pragmatism. Don't give me these goddamn fluff words that you people come up with. Oh, remember Obama was always, you know, he was a pragmatist. Really? A pragmatist? Huh. Well, let's take a look at the stimulus packages. Let's take a look at health care, IRS, Fast and Furious, Benghazi. I mean, the list goes on and on. You're going to tell me this guy's a pragmatist? Hello? Wakey, wakey time. This guy's not a pragmatist. Look, Barry Satoro is nothing but a tyrant. And it's not just him. This tyrant that I am talking about is not just Barry Satoro, our president pro tempore. I firmly believe in my absolute heart of friggin' hearts, this is a machine. Obama is just, or Barry Satoro, I should say. He's a figurehead. That's it. This is a machine. Been grinding its gears for well over 100 years now. It doesn't work in Europe, regardless of what you people think. People in America, this is how stupid people are in America. And I remember this crap in high school. They were talking about this right around when Europe, England switched. You know, when they got all their health care was supposedly free. It's not free. It's not free. Well, hey, if England's got free health care, why can't we have it in America? Well, it's not free. That's the first thing that people need to understand. That's why they can't figure out Obamacare. They don't understand. They were told it was going to be free. In their mind, they were told. They told themselves it was going to be free because that's what they think Europe is. It's not free. Care is not cheap. We have ways that we can do things. But we need to do them. 50 million people were out of insurance in this country, according to the latest and greatest speeches of our president pro tempore, Barry Satoro. 50 million people, 50, didn't have any insurance. So what do? They overhaul the entire goddamn system. They spend $677 million on one website that hasn't still, to this day, been completed yet. Nobody has signed up for Obamacare, by the way. That part of the website that takes your payment and sends that information over to the health insurance company, not completed yet. Nobody has Satoro Care. All right, let me see if we got something here that we can actually talk about. I'm going to try to do my best to get away from this stupid politics. I'm just sick of it all. I'm sick of every single one of these people. They all make me want to puke. They're all liars. They're all jerks. They're all anything out for themselves. They're not out for the American people. We've got a few people in Congress, just like teachers, just like law enforcement. Just like anything you have in the world. Doesn't matter what occupation it is. It's unfortunate, but one bad apple can make the entire goddamn orchard look bad. It's time for us to get rid of those bad apples. They've got worms. They're unedible. They're toxic. We can't have them anymore. So here's a couple predictions, and basically it's a wish list more than anything else. But if we are going to heal ourselves, this is what we got to do. First thing, every single Democrat that voted for this Satoru Care, they need to lose their job. If they're up for re-election, they need to lose their job, period. That conversation is over. I'm not even going to – you don't need to elaborate. And that's right, Mary Landrieu, you're fired. Unbelievable. You should have thought about that before you just blindly voted for that bill that you didn't read. See, this was the problem with the Democrats. They thought that, oh, man, we got this Obamacare. Oh, everything is going to be great. We've got health care. No, you don't have health care. We had the greatest health care on planet friggin' Earth. And I say the word had. We don't have it anymore. We had. We don't have. Had, not have. First of all, there are so many people in this country that are now uninsured because of this stupid Satoru Care. And they're doing everything they can to try to bring this to a single payer. Well, I mean, if they can't even build a goddamn website, they need $677 million and have 3 years to build one website. And they failed and failed miserably. And now you want them to have complete and total tyranny over your health care? Something tells me, I think, well, first of all, the American people were not for this Satoru Care to begin with. It has never in any poll, and I'm not a big poll person, you know that. Speaking of polls, we do have a story on polls. Let me go into that right now. Since we're on top of it, I'll probably digress into something else and forget about the damn thing. Let's see. Where is this? Looks like I lost it. Where the hell is it? Well, I had it at one time. Let's see if I got it over here. Oh, look at this. I forgot. Barbara Bush last night. He gets hospitalized in Houston. They're worried about her having pneumonia. They say she's in great spirits. She's surrounded by her family and friends. Hopefully she gets better. She's a nice old lady. I like her. I liked all them Bush women. I did. You know what I really like about them is they understood that they weren't on the ballot. Hillary Clinton didn't understand that. She thought she was on the ballot. She had no idea that it was her husband that was actually running for president, not her. If your spouse is running for president, you need to understand that you are not on the ballot. People, the American people are not voting for the spouse. They're voting for the president. Yes, the spouse is very important. I'm not mitigating the importance of the spouse. The spouse is probably more important than the goddamn president himself. We really want to get down to it. More often than not, they're the best advisor they got. And that's the truth. If your spouse is truly your friend. So let's give a couple of prayers here for Miss Bush. Hopefully she gets a speedy recovery. She's got to be well in her 80s by now. 88, says right here. Wow, there I am. 88 anymore? When I was a kid, I thought 88 was like, oh, man. 88? I mean, you might as well be friggin' Methuselah. 88? Oh, I thought 60. 65? I thought, oh, my God, that's the end of the world. 65? How can you live that long? The older I get, I'm thinking 80, 80, as a hell, 80's a new 50. I don't like thinking about getting old. I hate getting old. I hate days. I don't celebrate it. I don't do stupid New Year's resolutions either. I think those are stupid, and here's why. If you need a new friggin' year to get you to do something, to motivate you to do something, well, then you don't have it. You're not motivated. You're motivated in your mind. If you want to do something, then do it. If you don't, then don't. If you need some goddamn new year to pop up in order for get you to do something, then it's not worth it. That's why the overwhelming vast majority of New Year's resolutions never friggin' work, because they're phony. They're disingenuous. People aren't going to follow them. Oh, it's a new year, blah, 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 blah. So let me say, what if you want to quit smoking and you don't decide to quit smoking until January 3rd? Does that mean you got to wait another 362 days before you can stop smoking? Well, I can't stop smoking. It's not New Year's. Huh? New Year's resolutions are stupid. They're bogus. They don't work. They're a waste of time. So I never do them. If I decide to do something, I don't give a damn what stupid date it is. I'm going to do it. Anyway, prayers out to Ms. Bush. Hopefully she does get... Now I forgot where the hell I was. What the hell I was talking about. Unbelievable. Here's something that you can look forward to in 2014. Again, I'm trying to stick away from politics, but I'm failing and failing miserable. Everybody go out and get their new toxic baby-killing light bulbs. I refuse to buy the sons of bitches. I refuse to buy them. We need a responsible government that doesn't force the American people to buy a product from China that is toxic, mercury-laden. If you drop it, you have to evacuate your entire house. You have to clean it up in a certain way and then dispose of it in a certain way, which you know that everybody's going to follow those procedures. It seems to me a little criminal that the government would force a toxic product on people and force them to buy it. Obamacare is a toxic product. They have forced that on us as well. Oh, it's not a toxic product. Oh, really? So let's say that you get sick or something happens and you need a doctor. Well, your doctor's 150 miles away. The son of a bitch doesn't speak English. You lost your job, so you can't even afford to get there. You telling me that's not toxic? Hello? Look at the quality of life that you had before the Satoru era, and look at the quality of life that you have now. Then take a look at the quality of life throughout the entire country, because that's what's more important than you. What's more important is the entire country as a whole. Basically, what we have is one American. And we're split up in 300 million different pieces. And that one American, that one American that I'm talking about that is split up in 300 plus million people is the United States Constitution. That's what it is. But see, we can't follow that. That's racist. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. That's racist. Because that means, well, we only send black people to jail. Ensure domestic tranquility. Have we done that? Take a look at Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, New York, Miami, Los Angeles. How about provide for the common defense? Yeah. How about that rescue team in Benghazi? Hell yeah. How about that insecure border where we allow human traffickers to traffic children into the United States illegally by Mexican drug cartels? Then to add complete insult to friggin' injury, our goddamn Homeland Security takes these children from the Mexican drug cartels and hand delivers them to their illegal alien parents. Please, somebody explain to me how that is providing, ensuring the domestic tranquility. Somebody, please explain that to me. Or common defense. That's what I meant. All right, I screwed up. All right, I admit it. Unlike a politician, I admit I screwed up. It's okay to screw up. It's not okay to not admit that you screwed up. That's not what's okay. How about promote the general welfare? How about that one? Yeah, has Obamacare promoted the general welfare? How many people have lost their jobs because of Obamacare? How many people have gone from 40 hours to 29? How many people have lost all their health care and they can't afford the new Obamacare? Those numbers are real. Those aren't fake. Those are real. They're devastating. But if you say anything, you're a racist. It's time to stop with that stupid word. That's something in the year 2014. A new sense of hope. We can stop using that goddamn word racism. Here's why I hate that stupid word. It's because the overwhelming vast majority of the time, it's not used properly. Then when the real racist comes in, well, nobody sees it. I don't like those words. I think they're used improperly. They're overused. And when a Democrat is losing an argument, all they got to do is bring out the racist word and homophobe and misogynist, and you're a hater. Well, if you think that, liberals, you think that that's going to get people to come in on your side? Why are so many people leaving your side? And yeah, they're leaving your side in droves, by the way, just to let you know. They are very dissatisfied with liberalism because they finally woke up and realized that liberalism does not work, it cannot work, and never will be able to work. The math doesn't work. That's number one. Actually, number one is the fact that what the American people have to go through. You start taking money out of people's wallets, man, they're going to get a little uppity real quick. You can't do that for too long. Well, that's what they've done. They thought that they would have the hearts and the minds. Oh, yeah, yes, we can. Hope and change, hope and change. All these women faking, fainting. It's just like, oh, shut up. Look, if you're going to faint at a stupid political rally, you deserve to be unconscious. You're already unconscious. First of all, you're unconscious for being there, listening to this nonsense. More of you people that faint and get unconscious, the better. Maybe we might be able to get something done in this country once in a while. So now we've got these baby-killing, mercury-laden, toxic light bulbs that we have to contend with now, we have to deal with. We have Obamacare that's been forced down our throat. Oh, check this out, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, you thought Obamacare was just, you thought the prices were high now? Just what you found on the website? No. Higher taxes are set for Satoro Care, and let me tell you, they're going to be high. They're going to be real high. Let me see if I can find that damn thing. Colorado pot users celebrate first day of legal weed sales. Isn't that nice? Okay, I can deal with that. Oh, look at this. Michelle Obama's had enough and might divorce Barack. Well, I don't know. That seems a little... She won't divorce him while they're still in office, but out of office, I think she's had enough. I could care less, to be honest with you. What their personal lives are is none of my business, none of your business, none of anybody's business. Let me see if I can find this here now. I do have a few other stories. Let me see here. What are all these taxes? Weird news. Yeah, there's a lot of weird news that happened. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Freaking blah. Texas man films self while installing a secret bathroom camera. Oh, God. I think I got that somewhere. We'll find out about Bone Poster, fast food, CEO. They're destroying the fast food of Jesus God. That's why people are moving overseas. They're not moving overseas because of cheap labor, even though, yeah, it is cheap, but that's not why they're moving over there. Countries aren't allowed to conduct business in the United States. If you can't conduct business, how long do you realistically think you're going to stay in business? Yeah, well. See, people think that if they tax the rich, then they'll be able to give that money to the poor and everybody will be even. You're never going to get it that way. That doesn't work that way. All you do when you tax the rich, your only thing you do is make more poor people. Hello? All right, where the hell is this stupid story? I want to read about all the taxes on here. I don't know what the hell happened to it. Photograph collapses, Colorado, this and that. Same review, miss more moments, 10 more moments. I don't know what the hell happened to it. I had it up. It's not even on my history. I don't have no idea where the hell this thing went. I do know, however, there are going to be a lot higher taxes. You think your Obamacare is expensive now? Well, wait till that, first bill comes in the mail, or you look at your debit account and find out that, they debited a lot more than what you actually thought they were going to debit. That's right. They did it on purpose. So you don't deserve to have money. If you have money, power. And we can't have that. You see, we are the government, which means we're the only ones who are allowed to have power. Not you. You're the peasant. Power. What power do you get? You're the peasant. You don't get any friggin' power. You don't have any control over your own life. You're a peasant. You do what the government tells you. What's the matter with you people? How the hell did this thing all of a sudden just completely get completely out of my system everywhere? I don't know. It doesn't matter. In any event, we're going to have here it is. Let's see. See if this is it. Here it is. New Year's Day marks the start of coverage under Obamacare for millions of people, but it also marks the start of a massive, massive tax increase, which could further inflate premiums. Yeah, but I thought it was supposed to save us $2,500 a year. Yeah. Right. And I'm drinking eggnog again this morning. I have just a little bit left, so I'm going to finish it. I didn't drink anything last night, so I'm going to drink it this morning. That's all right. I've had breakfast, and hell, it's noon in Houston. Don't worry about it. Beginning Wednesday, which is today, the Affordable Care Act imposes an annual fee on health insurers. Uh-oh. The fee is projected to bring in $8 billion next year and roughly $100 billion over the next decade. I wonder what they're going to do with that $8 billion. I wonder what's in store for that $8 billion. Do you realistically think that it's going to go into anything relating to health care? No. Look, if this health care isn't repealed, I'm sorry, but this is serious stuff. This isn't conjecture. It's not hyperbole. This is real. Millions upon millions of people are going to be losing their health care insurance that have already lost their health care insurance. We've had over, what, 6-7 million people that have lost it. Some of those people got insurance right back that were not in Obamacare, which there was no reason to cancel their insurance policy in the first place. It's up to you as the individual to decide what your insurance policy is going to be, not the government. I don't care that you don't like the fact that this insurance policy doesn't have a free abortion. It's not your goddamn decision to make. That's the individual. Do you want to pay for abortion care or not? You want to pay for this or not? It's up to you to decide. See, this is another thing that I think in 2014, this is what's got to happen. First of all, we have to take back control of ourselves. We need to be, if we want to be, everybody wants to be a tyrant, like we were talking about yesterday. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. Somebody gets a goddamn new job, these pricks have to take it to the nth degree and show how much power they have. You don't have much power. You're a jerk. And you're screwing everything up. Just because you have the power to do something doesn't give you the right to do it. Well, you've got the power. Oh, okay. Well, these people don't seem to realize that the people look at these people, these so-called people in charge and of all this power, people don't respect them. They may kiss their ass in a meeting so they don't get fired, but they do not respect them. Anybody who kisses anybody's ass, that person does not respect that person. They're just kissing their ass. Kissing ass is not respect, just so you know. Kissing ass is not respect. If you want respect, you have to earn it. It's not cheap, but you can earn it. You work at it. It's a work ethic. It's an understanding. Maybe if you're a supervisor that's never been on the floor before, you don't have any idea what it's like to be on the floor, how can you realistically be a supervisor? Well, they went to college. And because they're, you know, one of the VPs is one of their relatives, so that's how they get the job. So in any event, let's get back here to the new year and a new sense of hope. Get back to my wish list and predictions. I told you this show's not going to – I have no idea where we're going to go with this today. It's just a total free-for-all. I'm trying to think of what was really memorable of 2013, and there really wasn't a whole lot other than bad things. I'm trying to stick away from talking about bad things. I want to talk about something good. Let's see if we can make something good out of this. Hopefully, the Democrats who voted for Sotoo Care are fired. They need to be. Mary Landrieu, you're done. Shut up. You've got no argument. You didn't read the goddamn bill. You voted for it. You got your constituents all wet and moist and gooey over it. And then when the truth came out, well, now you want to distance yourself from the president? And you pointed your finger and you told the president? Boy, goddamn it, if you told those American people they could keep their plan, well, then damn it! They must keep it. Oh, okay. They'll keep it for a year. Well, that'll work. As long as the Democrats win the 2014 election, you think they give a damn? Hell no. This isn't about the betterment of the American people. This is about simply winning elections. Well, this is the kind of crap that we don't need in our country anymore. This has to do with the mindset and the culture of this country. Look, if they're not going to do their goddamn job, they don't deserve their job. And if nobody else is running, I would rather have an empty Congress than a full Congress that were a bunch of idiots like we got today. And that's sad because there are good people in Congress. There are good people in our Congress, but we don't get to hear about them anymore because we have to deal with the Kings and the McCains and the McConnells and the Boehners. There isn't one good Democrat in Congress. I can't think of one. Not one. I've yet to meet a good Democrat that understood. I've met a lot of these stupid politicians. They're all idiots. Republicans alike. It's unfortunate, but the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, there should be very big, bold, and bright differences between the two, but there anymore, there really isn't. That defeats the whole purpose of a balanced Congress. We need to have responsible congresspeople in our Congress. But before we can put responsible people in our Congress, we need to have responsible voters! You voted for this frickin' Barry Satoro once because you were so pissed off at George because the media turned him into the Antichrist. Which, did George Bush screw up a lot of stuff? Okay, yeah. Is he the Antichrist? Not even close. What George Bush screwed up compared to what Barry Satoro screwed up, there's not even a comparison. And a lot of the stuff that screwed up under George Bush's watch started with Bill Clinton's watch. Namely, the housing crisis, which George Bush had nothing to do with. But our New York governor, Mr. Cuomo, and our New York senator, Ms. Gillibrand, they were very instrumental in that housing crisis. Yeah. You damn skippy they were. They both worked for the HUD. They were doing everything they can to make sure that all these people who couldn't afford a home got a home. And what did that do for the person who could afford the home? Made them where they can't afford a home now. Because too many people who couldn't afford a home got these beautiful homes they couldn't afford, never made the payment. And what happens? Well, they get foreclosed on. These applications were filled out, a credit application. I do know credit applications. I do know credit analysis. I was a credit analysis for several years. I do know how to read a credit report. I do know how to construct a loan. A loan is a loan is a loan is a loan. Whether it's a car or a truck or a bus or a home, it's still a loan. I have leased vehicles. I've leased trucks, buses, customized big, huge, giant $400,000, $500,000 buses. I've leased semi-trucks. I've leased all kinds of different equipment. You can lease anything. I've done, I don't know how many leases, how many loans. I've done collections. I know credit analysis. I know it all. And when you bring a credit application to my desk, barely have your goddamn name written down there. You've got no Social Security number. You've got no job history. You've got no credit references. You've got absolutely nothing on there, and you expect me to give you a loan? Are you high? But what did these people do? Sure, no problem. No, we don't need anything. We don't. If you want to give us your name, okay, we'll take your name down there. All right. No, we don't need a Social Security number and an address. We don't need to have your job history. We don't need to know have your debt-to-income ratio. We don't need that. Debt-to-income ratio is very important. You can't buy a car. Well, you used to not be able to. You used to not be able to buy a car. Anything over 40%, you wouldn't be able to buy a car unless you had extreme rock credit and you put down at least half. A 40% debt to income. That doesn't include your utilities. That doesn't include your mortgage. That doesn't include your food. Doesn't include your clothes. And if you've got kids, Jesus Christ. I mean, they go to school. They need to have a lunchbox. They need to have pencils and papers. And they need to have this. And they need to have that. And colors and paints. And then if they play sports, well, they need to have, you know, cleats. And they need to have knee pads, and they need to have this, and need to have that. Then you got to pay for the initiation fee to be on the stupid team, but then you got this and that. I mean, it gets expensive. That's why debt-to-income ratio is an important factor in giving a loan. But when you don't look at that stuff and you give people these loans, hello, of course they're going to go under. And these banks didn't want these loans. They were forced to take these loans. What do you mean they were forced to take these loans? Yeah, that's right. Oh, they weren't really. Oh, they weren't forced to take those loans. Those banks just did it on purpose just to make more money. Okay. Well, is that why Janet Reno was threatening these banks if they didn't make these loans for, well, fines and restrictions, and they were going to have all these levies put on them and fining them, and they were going to do all these things and restrict these banks from making any more loans? Is that why she did that? Because these banks were out there doing it on their own? These banks were forced to make these loans. All in the name of equality. Quality. There's different levels of equality. I don't say levels. I mean different kinds, I guess, is a more word of equality. What we have in our Constitution as far as equality, yeah, it's equal. And it should be taught and it should be practiced. I know I sound like a broken record. There's only one kind of people in this country. There are no African-American, Chinese-American, Liechtensteinian-American. You're an American or you're not an American. And if you're an American, you are just as equal in the name of the law as any other goddamn American. These Bill of Rights that I'm holding in my hot little hands right here, right now, these are for everybody. They're for white people. They're for black people. Chinese people. Even the goddamn Irish. This is for everybody. I don't understand what the problem is. All we have to do is follow it. Okay, the First Amendment applies to everybody. So you have a different religion than somebody else. All right. So, I don't believe that. You don't believe what I believe. So, what do we have to do? We have to kill each other now? Because we have a different God? Huh? What, you're a Democrat and I'm a Republican? That means now we have to kill each other? Well, you're black and I'm white. Oh, okay, well, that means we have to kill each other because we're different. I don't want to be the same as anybody else. I want to be me, and I am me. I cannot be anybody else other than me. I just can't do it. The only time I can be anybody else is when I'm on stage. And I am an actor, and I do have a play coming up. I got another rehearsal coming up on the 10th. I can't remember the exact dates of when we come up. I'll let you know about it. But if you're playing a character, that's one thing. But life is not theater. Theater is not life. They are different. They're very closely related in a lot of ways, but they are different. You can't live your life how you live your life on stage, and you can't live your life on stage how you live your life in the real world. They are different. There's nothing wrong with being different. But getting back to this equality, taking money from the rich and giving it to the poor to make everybody equal is not going to make anybody equal. It's only going to make more people poor. Do the freaking math. Read freaking history. Look at the fall of Rome. Study the fall of Rome. And then tell me, how much different what is going on, what went on in Rome, and what's going on here today? History repeats itself. We all know that. We've seen it time and time again. And why does history repeat itself? Because too many people don't study the frickin' history. That's why it repeats itself. Well, Europe, they didn't do their, well, they didn't do healthcare right. We're going to do it right. Europe is going bankrupt. Europe is in not very good shape right now. And if the United States were to collapse, which it's running dangerously close to it, if this president pro tempore is not lassoed and controlled, this country will go under. Once we go under, Europe is screwed. So let's get back into this. The fee is projected to bring $8 billion next year and roughly $100 billion over the next decade. The health insurance industry has been howling about the tax for years and is trying to rally support for a bill in Congress that would repeal it. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Charles Bustani, Republican of Louisiana, has 229 co-sponsors, which represents a majority of members in the House. But did we bring that up? According to Boehner, that's ridiculous. That's another guy that's got to go. Look, all you Republicans that refuse to fight, you're fired. You need to go. We can't afford you. What the hell is the goddamn point if you're going to come into office and not do anything? Why? So you can get rich from all your corrupt deals that you're making? That's not the purpose. So your premiums are going to rise now. You thought that $485 a month premium you got and a $12,000 deductible, you thought that was high? See, that website didn't include those taxes. That's what they were hoping on. They were hoping that people would sign on before January 1st to all these deals, all this Obamacare. And then when 2014 finally kicked in, then they couldn't get out of it. And the taxes would, well, they'd come down the pike. And these people would have to pay for it. That's what they were hoping. Well, it didn't happen. People didn't sign up for Obamacare because they realized it wasn't going to work and they didn't want to do it in the first place. And now the people that did sign up for it, those premiums, you think those premiums are going to stay the way those premiums are? No. So let's just say that we have 1 million people, which we don't. We don't have 1 million people that signed up for Obamacare. That number is so bogus. It's still closer into the hundreds of thousands. The 300. They signed up for it, but they're not really in it because that part of the website that takes their financial information and sends it over to the insurance company hasn't been built yet. But the media won't cover that. They'll talk about it. They'll say it. But then, oh, yeah, they signed up for Obamacare. How can you be signed up for Obamacare if the website isn't even completed yet? What do you mean you're signed up? Don't think for one second here in the next few days, next couple of weeks. A lot of people are thinking they've got insurance and they're going to need to be going to see doctors. There's going to be some problems. And don't think for one second. The longer this continues, there's going to be uprisings, there's going to be riots, there's going to be all kinds of problems in doctors' offices, emergency rooms. Now every doctor's office, every emergency room is going to have armed guards. Is this what we need? Is this really what we need in this country? Look, when I was in the Philippines and a lot of countries overseas, UAE, which I didn't witness a stoning, but I knew what was going on. It was a stoning. I seen all the people. I didn't see any actual rocks flying, but there was a big crowd and we were told what the hell was happening. Every place you went, UAE, Bahrain, they had an armed guard right there. Philippines, the NPA, it was a New People's Army, whatever the hell it was, a New Philippines Army, whatever the hell. Every bar, every restaurant, every place you went to had an armed guard. I don't like living in those kinds of environments.
I don't want that in my country. I don't want armed guards in every goddamn bar, every restaurant, every shop, every doctor's office, every hospital that I go into. I don't want that. Oh, but it's in the name of safety. No, it's in the name of tyranny. Maybe, just maybe, if you had thought about what you did before you did it and forced this crap down the people's throats in the middle of the goddamn night, maybe you wouldn't have any need for have any armed guards because people wouldn't be rioting. They'd have their insurance already and there would be no reason to riot. Instead of getting these 50 million people or however many millions of people that didn't have insurance, instead of giving them a job so they can buy insurance, no, that makes too much sense. We're just going to take away the people that did have insurance and give it to those that didn't. But people that didn't aren't signing up. And the people that did aren't signing up. So who gains from this? I don't know. For some, premiums will rise, but they'll be eligible for subsidies to offset the cost, which those subsidies, guess who pays for those subsidies? That's right, taxes. So are you really getting a subsidy? You're paying for your own friggin' subsidy. Tell me how that makes sense. Subsidy. Look, the government doesn't make money, doesn't have money. If the government has any money at all, it comes from the private sector. Taxes. That's it. These subsidies are coming from your wallet. You're paying for your own subsidies. Others, well, who make too much money to qualify for subsidies. That's anybody, I think it's over $50,000 or $45,000 a year. You don't qualify for subsidies. Whatever the stupid number is, it doesn't matter. They're going to see their health care costs rise while they have to pay for those subsidies. The impact will vary depending on the state, the level of coverage, blah, 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 blah. Well, since we have so many people signing up for this stupid Sotoro care, but we do have a lot of people, a lot more people are getting it for free than are paying for it. So what do you think, who do you think is going to have to get a real big, big increase in their premiums? Well, the people that are in it already. So if you signed up for Obamacare, you went through that stupid healthcare.gov and you signed up for Obamacare, get ready for the screwing of your life. That's right. If you can get out of it, you might as well get out of it and get out of it now. You shouldn't have signed up for it anyway. However, I do understand there are a lot of people out there that definitely need health insurance, especially if you are a mother and you've got kids. Kids are always getting hurt, especially if they're boys. God, I was in the emergency room at least once a week. I don't know how many stitches I've got out, I've had in my life. I've fallen out of trees. I've fallen off of houses. I've been run over by motorcycles. I've been hit by I don't know how many goddamn cars and trucks. You're a boy. You're going to get hurt. Just the way it is. Even girls get hurt. If you've got children, you need health insurance. It's just the way it is. But if the mother can't afford it, she would have been able to afford it if Obama hadn't completely overhauled this whole friggin' mess. She had a job. She had insurance. She had no problem. Now, because she didn't have free abortion care, well, they got to take away that insurance and give her another insurance policy that does have abortion care. See, she's already had three kids, so she can't have any more. We got to put an end to that. We can't have any more people, no more population of people on planet Earth. Only the elite can be allowed to live. It's the peasants, well, we lower their quality of life and they'll eventually die off. It'll be a lot easier to control once most people die. That's their model. That's their thought process. That's what I can't, there are certain pills in life that I just cannot swallow. That's one of them. I don't like anybody that tries to control anything. And I'm an artist. I control what I control. What I control is my projects, whatever I'm working on. I do write a lot. Nobody can tell me how to write. That story is not going to be me if I let somebody else tell me how to friggin' write! I do paint. I can't have somebody tell me how to paint. Oh, I don't know there, Cap. I'm going to put a little more blue over here and a little more green over here. Get the frig out of my goddamn studio, you jerk. This is my creation, not yours. I don't care if it's right, wrong, good, bad, or indifferent. It's mine. I'm sick and tired of people telling me how to live my goddamn life. That's my decision to make, not yours. This is what needs to change in 2014. People need to start taking responsibility for themselves before they start worrying about everybody else. First of all, how the hell can you be worrying about somebody else when your life is a freaking mess? Well, see, that's the kind of people that do that. They don't want to worry about their life because their life is so screwed up, they don't want to think about it. So they want to blame everybody else because their life sucks. When it's in reality, it's their problem. It's their fault why their life sucks. Because they sat on their ass and was eating Cheetos and they were watching MSNBC all their freaking life. This is what happens when you become lazy. You can't be lazy in this world. You become lazy, you're a sheep. Oh, okay, the government told me to do this. All right. I don't want to make any waves. I don't give a shit what the hell the government tells me to do. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to put a penny in the cuss jar for what I just said. I don't really care. It's called freedom of speech. You don't like it? Well, find another goddamn radio program to listen to then. I don't care. I'm not going to be offended if I offend you. I know I'm a little strong. I'm not for everybody. I understand that. I respect that. I don't have a problem with it. But I'm certainly not going to change my life just because one person doesn't like it. Like this Simple Truth Church. You got one person. This is in California, Nevada County. One person complained that an American flag was up there that said, support our troops. So this entire goddamn county has to listen to one person? Why didn't somebody in that county office tell that person to go screw themselves and get the hell out of my frickin' office? You ever come back in here again? I'm going to beat you with a fucking lead pipe. How do you complain about an American flag that says support our troops? How do you do that? How can you legitimately do that? I don't understand that. Honest to God, I cannot understand that. You don't have to be a military person to understand what people are doing, what these guys are doing over there in these foxholes, in these ditches, bullets flying over their heads. Sleep? Oh, no. Sleep? No. There's no sleep. If you're in the military, you don't sleep. Maybe when you're on leave, you might sleep. But when you're on duty, you don't sleep. You can't sleep. These people have no idea what fear really means. They have no idea what that fear really is. But yet they're complaining. Well, you're a troop and you carry a gun. That means you kill. You're a racist. Really? That person that kills, that racist, that homophobe, that misogynist, the person is out there busting his hump to keep you free to criticize him. And you have the audacity, the sheer gall, the ignorance to criticize this man who is sacrificing his whole livelihood to be a part of an organization that defends our way of life in the United States of America. And you're going to criticize that person? That actually says more about you than it says about anything else. Now, personally, me, I didn't really particularly care for the Iraqi war, and I still don't. There's a lot of things that should we have done what we did? I'm going to go ahead and say there could have been a lot better ways of handling that situation. We don't need to go into it now, but was I pleased with the way we handled Iraq? No, I was not pleased with that at all. But does that mean I'm going to criticize some soldier who's out there in Iraq busting his hump because of some goddamn politician that didn't know what the hell he was doing? Listening to all these other people who didn't know what the hell they were doing? No, you can't you can't criticize a soldier. No, you cannot criticize that soldier. That soldier is no. He's off limits. Period. Fine, you don't like the war. There's nothing wrong with that. You can criticize the war, why we went in there and how we went in there and for the reasons that we went in there. There's nothing wrong with criticizing and debating and discussing that. That's not a problem. That's not the problem. Yeah, if we were all President Bush at the time, we all would have done things completely different. I would have done things different. You would have done things different. Everybody would have done things different. But it happened. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. And you cannot sit there and blame the goddamn troops. It's not their fault, man. If it's anybody's fault, it's people like you who are too freaking lazy and too big of a coward to go out there and actually join the military. And yeah, I'm going to call you a coward. You're a coward. You're a pussy. There, I said it. Will I apologize? You goddamn right I won't. I mean, there are certain pills on planet Earth that I just cannot swallow, and that is one of them. How can you put up a sign? Or how can you criticize a sign that says, support our troops with an American flag? You can't get any more innocuous than that. I don't know how you can. Unless a blank billboard. Look, these troopers, look, these guys are your best friend, man. Without them, first of all, you wouldn't have the freedom to run your fat frickin' mouth off. That's number one. That's what you need to realize. You wouldn't have the right to run your goddamn filthy, disgusting, ignorant mouth off if it wasn't for the goddamn troops! You think if we didn't have troops in the 18th century, we didn't have any troops, we didn't form a militia and fight the British? You really think you'd have the freedom you have today? Are you stoned? I know pot is legal in a number of states now, but Jesus God, if that's really what you think, you need to find another dealer because the weed he's selling you, man, that's some bad stuff, man. That's some bad weed. You need to find yourself a new dealer. Hope to God I never get a dealer like that. I can't. I can't understand how people and these stupid pink girls, what do they call themselves? Go pinkers? These all pinkers, these idiots. I mean, Jesus. I mean, these women are just, I mean, they're go pink or whatever it is, the pinkers, whatever the hell they are. Look, you have to see things much deeper than just is what is on the goddamn surface. What is on the surface is just that. It's on the surface. But when you scrape away that surface, you scrape away all that sweet cream, and then you dig your hand deep into that real sour milk. That's what you need to take a look at. But no, we can't do that. We only want to see, we just want to see the positive. Okay, there's nothing wrong with looking at the positive. Now, for every positive, there's a negative. So if you're going to take a look at the goddamn positive, you must take a look at the negative, or you don't understand the positive. You don't understand how to get to the positive. And for all these go-pinkers that are out there protesting all this stuff and the troops and this and that and spread blood on people and all this, these people are just crazy. We don't need those kinds of people. How can you take those people seriously? I can't. I can't remember that woman's name. She's always in there for something. She's like the lead go-pinker, whatever the hell they're called, the pinkers, the pink ladies, whatever the hell they are. They're creeps. They're idiots. I'm sorry, but they are stupid, stupid people. And what makes them stupid is they flat refuse to study the entire issue. They only study what's on top. Oh, there's a war. People are dying. Oh, okay, well, blame the troops. They got a gun. Do you know why that trooper is carrying that gun? I understand. Look, I understand why we're in Iraq. Were there weapons of mass destruction? Yeah. They weren't Iraqi. They were being funneled from Russia and China through Iraq into Iran. If you notice, Iran got a nuclear program very, very soon after, well, Saddam Hussein was toppled. How do you think that happened? There were weapons of mass destruction, but they weren't Iraqis. We didn't find that out until later. And there was a New York Times, believe it or not, New York Times. Of all friggin' newspapers. Every once in a while, the New York Times does get a story that's absolutely correct. This Benghazi story, this fluff piece, this Hillary Clinton vindication, this media vindication, the Democratic Party vindication piece. That's pathetic. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. If you don't know the difference between journalism and propaganda, I mean, you have no business being in the conversation. All right, we need to take care of a couple of things here real quick. So I'm going to play me, this song is going to go out to the Simple Truth Church in Nevada County, California. This is also going to go out to those Nevada County officials out there who are actually contemplating about fining this church, tearing down the sign that says, support our troops. Over an American flag. This song is from my good friend Arlo Guthrie. And this song goes out to everybody. The Simple Truth Church. Those creeps. In the Nevada County Legislature. Whoever's doing this. The cops. I don't care who's doing it. Whoever's in charge. And especially that goddamn idiot jerk off that complained. Because it was an eyesore of an American flag that said, support our troops. This song is for you, creeps.
Wavy gravy was right. Wavy said, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there. I look back on some of those times much more fondly than I remember being in them. Remember a couple of things. Remember there was always something else, some new crisis, some another movement or something, and some new issue. A million things all going on at once, and everybody had to choose up sides, it seemed like, on everything. And I came out of that whole time thinking I'd only met two different kinds of people. There's people that give a damn and people that don't. And the truth was, you could find both of those kinds of people on every side of every issue. And in the long run, I thought you might even have more in common with people that care about stuff than you do with people who side with you on an issue or two as they're going through time. Which is a long way of saying I made some friends that I didn't expect to make over all these years. And some of them are here tonight. Some of them I actually know. So here's a song for some friends. Like a lot of folk songs, this one is not just overdue, but already outdated. wrote it before the war in the Gulf was getting thought about. But I think the feeling holds up and goes something like this. In a strange and foreign land, a soldier packs his memories as he leaves Afghanistan. Back home they don't know too much, there's just no way to tell. I guess he had to be there for to know. Just like him.
three when a soldier makes it home. Well, hopefully you people out there, that you jerks, you pricks, you creeps, maybe you might have frickin' learned something from that song. I doubt it. I doubt it. Those are your brothers in that goddamn foxhole, you frickin' pricks! Those are your brothers! Those are your brothers! Those are your fathers! Those are your sons! Those are your best goddamn friends you've ever had in your frickin' miserable life! You sorry sons of bitches! How dare you! How frickin' dare you! I'm sorry, now I'm blowing up again! This goddamn story, I cannot let this go. I cannot let any of this crap go. New Year's or not, this is the kind of crap that needs to be fixed in this country, and that needs to be fixed now. I'm sick and tired of having to be frickin' patient. I'm sick and tired of having to wait. Wait for what? Wait for you to get off your fat frickin' ass and put down that goddamn bag of Cheetos? Huh? Miss one of your goddamn classes one day in college so you don't have to listen to your stupid college professor who knows absolutely frickin' nothing, which is why he's teaching, because he can't do his job. He cannot get a job in his field. That's why he teaches. Or she, whatever, or it. How you can consider the American flag that says support our troops on a billboard an eyesore is absolutely frickin' mind-boggling to me. I do not get it. I do not understand it. I can't put my arms around that. I can't even get that goddamn concept. I can't. I don't have enough in me to understand that. I don't want enough in me to understand that. My God in heaven, people, come on. This is another thing. We've got to start worrying more about ourselves. If we want to be tyrants like everybody else, everybody's got to be a goddamn tyrant in the world. Somebody gets a supervisor position, they got to take it to the nth goddamn degree, and they got to change everything because, look, I'm in charge. You're not in charge. You're an idiot. Shut up. You want to be a tyrant? Be a tyrant over yourself. Because if you can't control yourself, you can't control anything. Worry about yourself. How is your life going? How can you sit there and worry about somebody else's life? How can you do that? I don't have enough time to worry about somebody else's life. All the crap going on in my life? There's just not enough time in the freaking millennium for me to be worrying about somebody else's life. I could care less what your stupid color is, what your sexual orientation is, what your stupid sex is. I don't have time to worry about that, your stupid color, your religion, your stupid political party. I don't have time to worry about that crap. I got time to worry about what's going on in my life. And what's going on in my life is you people out there are affecting my life. That's why I'm bitching about this crap. This stuff does affect me. Those are my brothers out there. Those are my fucking brothers that are out in that goddamn ditch. In that foxhole. Those are my brothers getting bullets over their freaking heads. Those are my brothers that are getting, speaking of heads, getting beheaded. Getting dismembered. Being tortured. Those are your brothers, too. They're just mine. They're yours. They're all of ours. If you are an American, you are a brother and a sister, period. Period. We got to start thinking about this entire country as a whole, as one unit. Hence the frickin' term United States. United. United we stand, divided we fall. Where have we heard that before? Gee. I suppose that's racist, too. Well, according to a Democrat, I mean, division is that's equality. I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to understand where the hell these people are coming from. Everything is arbitrary and baseless from these people. It just comes out of nowhere. And it changes on a given moment. I'm sorry, but look, I can't let this stuff go. I cannot let Benghazi go. That was four American brothers that were killed with that one. I know it was a rough environment out there. It's dangerous. They bought their tickets. They knew what the hell they were getting into. I don't care if Ambassador Stevens was over there to make deals with Al-Qaeda, this and that and everything else. Yeah, should he have been over there? No, he shouldn't have been over there. What was he doing? Probably something illegal. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say he was probably doing something illegal. Now, does that mean the guy's got to be murdered in the fashion that he was murdered in? We don't know what really happened. I'm not speculating. I'm not assuming that he was doing something illegal. I'm not saying that. But if he was over there to either make a deal or not make a deal with these people, the fact that we had 400 surface-to-air missiles in on that compound tells me something illegal was going on. But the people in Washington, they're only out there to protect themselves. They're not out there to protect, the 400 surface-to-air missiles. They're not out there to protect, certainly, obviously, personnel that was there. They're protecting themselves. This is what needs to be fixed. This is our new year, our new sense of hope, that we fix the things that need to be fixed. We don't change. We fix. There's a big difference. Anybody can change anything. I can change my freaking socks. What does that mean? Both pairs of socks have holes in them. What the hell does that mean? If I take the sock and I repair the goddamn socks, I fixed them. I didn't change them into something else that had a bigger hole in it. Okay, were there problems with the health care? Not as many problems as people might think, believe it or not. What was the number, the real number, 70, 80, 90% of people who had health insurance in this country were satisfied? So was the overwhelming vast majority of the other people in the world satisfied with our health insurance. That's why they kept coming over here, because they didn't have health insurance in their own country. They didn't have health care. They might have had health insurance, but they certainly didn't have health care. So they come to the United States to get health care. Now we don't even have health care. We don't even have people that have health insurance, much less health care. Did you think about this, Mr. Satoru, before you crammed this down the American people's throat? Is this your game? Is this your plan? Is this working out the way you planned? Oh, that's right. You didn't have a plan. Yeah. See, maybe if you did have a plan, you might have been able to realize that this Satoru care wasn't going to work. It never will work. Can't work. All right, what the hell else have we got on this list here? Let's see. We definitely need to have people. We've already talked about this. We definitely need to have every single person in Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, the stimulus package, Satoru Care, all down the list. These people need to be held accountable for their actions. Will they? I doubt it. I don't have enough faith in our Congress to actually do something. What's going on in Benghazi? I'm sorry. I can't let that go. I just can't. The stupid Congress going in and trying to do some kind of criminal litigation. You're different than that, Congress. Come on. Read the goddamn Constitution, will you people, please? These are members of Congress. How can you be a member of Congress if you don't read and understand our Constitution? How do you get there? Well, lying, cheating, stealing, being corrupt. That's why I don't think I'd ever win. I don't think I'd ever win an election. I've always wanted to be in Congress. And I would still love to Congress. I would love to run and defeat Peter King I know for a fact that I would do a much better job than Peter King because I do this. I do one thing. I follow this United States Constitution. About that. How about that? A goddamn member of Congress following the Constitution? Racist. You creep. You freak. That's right. If it makes me a racist, it makes me a homophobe, if it makes me a misogynist, if it makes me a creep, creep of all creeps, because I follow the Constitution, guilty as friggin' charged, and proud of it, goddamn proud of it, to boot. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I didn't make me, I just am what I am. And I'm not about to change because somebody in the neighborhood doesn't like it. Wham! I don't like you. Why don't you change? Oh, well, you can't do that. Well, why? Well, because I'm me, and you're you. You've got to change. Oh, okay. I'll get that done. Idiot. We've got to fix this. We've got to start holding our officials, our government officials, we've got to start holding them accountable. And if it means that we have to impeach the president to get it done, then so be it. I don't care. But we have to put an end to this crap. We can no longer allow our government to run roughshod over us. Their fault for running roughshod over us. It's our fault. We allowed them to do it. If you're going to allow somebody to do something to you, you deserve whatever they're giving you. I don't feel sorry for you. Somebody's pulling some shenanigans on me, I'm going to stand up right away, immediately. I'm going to let them know, not satisfied, not we'll put up with it. Period. This is our job. This is our job to take our Constitution back. We are in charge of this Constitution. This is our document. This is the most precious gift that we have ever been given. It's one gift that is complex with everything that you need to survive as a human being, as a free human being. But we don't have a government that follows it. So are we free? Well, you might be free to think you're free. You certainly don't have freedom of speech anymore, which I exercise, and I really don't care who I offend. Look, if you're going to get offended by speech, that, again, that really says more about you than it says about anything else. I don't get offended by words. That offended. I mean, it's stuff like even Benghazi, do I get personally offended? Well, I guess, maybe. But it's not about that to me. It's not about it's not about me personally. I get very upset. I get very, very irate. I mean, some of the stuff, it brings me to tears. I understand why Glenn Beck cries. I don't understand why John Boehner cries. He has no, that's not feeling. That's just being a puss. I'm sorry. Beck at least cries for because he's concerned, man. I mean, that kind of stuff, that affects me that way. But is it me personally? I don't look at it as a personal injunction of sorts, I guess you might say. I look at it as a whole. This is America. We're one. Pluribus unum. Pluribus. I can never say that word. Again, you all know if you listen to this show at least one day, you know I have a broken left-handed tongue and can barely speak, but yet I got a goddamn Blog Talk radio program. Go figure. And I'm an actor. Unbelievable. But this isn't personal. I'm looking out, and most of the right, the Tea Party, isn't looking out for themselves. It's not about me. It's about us. That's the difference between the left and the right. The left is about me. The right is about us. That's what pisses me off so much. That's what really gets me just irate. I blow up. I'm sorry. I admit it. I know it. And I agree, I'm not for everybody. Offend you, then so be it. If I offend you, first of all, if I offend you, that means I've told the truth. So if I do offend you, that is actually, that's an award to me. I look at that as an award. That means that I told the truth because you were offended. How do you get offended by the truth? I don't know. I guess you got to be a Democrat. I don't know. I don't know how to be offended by the truth. I don't know how to do that. I don't have it in me. I got a whole lot of stuff in me, but I don't have that. I don't want it. And I'm certainly not going to go out of my way to even look for it. Why? Well, because it's not needed in me. That kind of crap is not needed. I'm looking out for the best interest of the entire country. Because if the entire country is succeeding, then the individual is succeeding. If only a few individuals are succeeding, is the entire country succeeding? No. Take a look at what we got right now. Look how many people are actually succeeding in this world. And look who's not. Mm-hmm. There's your freaking answer. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, pay attention. You got to do research. If you watch television, and that's all you do to get your news, is just simply watch television, you don't get any news. It sucks. I agree. It's horrible that if you want to find out one story, what has happened in one story, you've got to watch, I don't know, how many different videos, read how many different news articles, read this, do that. I mean, that's ridiculous. If we had responsible journalists, which we don't, and I'm sure there are a few good ones out there, like teachers and cops and government, there's always good and there's always bad. But it just seems to me that the people that are in charge, there's more bad than there is good. Well, that needs to change in 2014. We need to start putting more good people into office and getting rid of the bad. Mr. King, Mr. McConnell, Mr. McCain, Mr. Graham, Mr. Boehner. All of you. Mary Landrieu, I'm sorry. I'm not going to let you go, sweetheart. You broke my frickin' heart. I defended you. That's my fault. That's my bad. I can't blame you for it. I blame me for it. But I'm not going to let you off the hook. You broke my heart. You can go screw yourself as far as I'm concerned. You're going to be fired, and you deserve it. What you did, Miss Landrieu, what you did was wrong, and it was bad. Every single one of you Democrats that voted blindly for this stupid Sotoro care, do you have any idea what you have done to your people, your constituents? Do you have any idea what you have done to this country as a whole? Huh? The Democratic Party is in the name. Oh, with the name, we believe in the minorities. Really? Is that why you keep the minorities down? Because if the minority were to rise up, and I still don't like that stupid word minority. The only reason why I'm saying it is so mainstream people can understand what the hell I'm talking about. But there are no minorities in this country. The only minorities in this country are the illegal aliens. If you're a citizen, you're not a minority. Minority of what? You're an American. Accept yourself as an American, and you will be an American. If you accept yourself as equal, you are equal. If you consider yourself unequal, then you're unequal. Yeah, is it going to just happen overnight just because you consider yourself equal? No, of course not. Of course it's going to take a little time. But it starts with the mindset. You cannot change the culture unless you change your mindset. Now, that doesn't mean, again, there's always exceptions to every rule. There's always this and always that. That doesn't mean that if you go into something with a positive attitude that it will work. No. Yes, you do need to have a positive attitude, but you need a lot more than a positive attitude. First of all, you need a plan. Did we have a plan with a Sotoro care? No. All the positive energy in the world isn't going to make that crap work. We've got a lot of fixing to do in 2014. A lot of fixing. And it starts now. Actually, it should have started a long time ago. But we have allowed this to continue, to continue, to continue, to continue, to continue, to continue. Yeah, we have comedians on late night comedy shows bitching about it. We've got people like me on Blog Talk Radio bitching about it. We've got people sitting in the cafeterias and the Starbucks and the this and that bitching and pissing and moaning about it. Do we do anything? No, we just bitch and piss and moan. But when we go to the voting booth, what do? We vote for the same creeps. Well, it's time to vote for a different creep. We got to vet these people. We need people into office that respect, that understand, that have read the Constitution, that understand and respect it, honor it, cherish it, prayerish. I mean, this is the most precious document any human being could ever possibly be given. You can't get any better document than this. This is it. I don't care who you are, if you're in the government, law enforcement, this and that, that does not give you the right because you have a badge or because you won an election or because you wear a robe. Does not give you the right to violate this Constitution. Nor does it give the American citizen the right to violate the Constitution. Speaking of which, the First Amendment. Everybody's got to be talking about, oh, that's hate speech. What is hate speech? Because you say it's hate? Oh, well, if you said it was hate, well, then it's got to be. You said it. You made the accusation. That's all that counts in the Democratic. That's all that counts with the Democrats. As long as you've got a strong enough accusation, you don't need any proof. Well, think about that. You, especially you people on the left, you guys need to think about that. Not only, you know, you think you can play that game, well, people can play that game against you too. You got to be careful playing games like that. That's simple psychology. Again, human psychology. I'm not a psychologist. I just understand how the human being works. I didn't invent them. I just know how they work. And again, you can only push people so far for so long, and when they rise up, it's like a bully. A bully can only bully somebody for so long. When that person rises up, guess what happens? A lot of bad things happen. And that person that rose up, well, now he's the perpetrator. He's the bad guy for standing up and defending himself. Think about that. Somebody breaks into your home and you shoot the son of a bitch, it's your fault, especially in New York. Somebody breaks into your home, you're supposed to let them kill you, rape your wife, rape your daughters, rape you, hit you, torture you, murder you. You can't fight back. It's not your right. Criminals have rights. You break into my home, you goddamn right you're going to get a few bullets in your body. I don't mess around. I'm not out to look to kill anybody. I don't want to kill anybody. But if you're going to break into my home, I'm going to do every goddamn thing in the world I can to protect myself. Myself, my family, my property, my animals. You don't break into somebody's home. And if you do break into somebody's home and that person shoots you, you as a law enforcement officer should have enough intelligence, should have enough of common freaking sense, but you don't. You don't. And don't give me this crap that you do. Just because you got muscles and a gun and a badge does not mean you're all-encompassing powerful. You're not. You're not that powerful. You think you are, but you're not. And you've got to be careful, law enforcement. Be very, very careful. The American people are very fragile. The American people do not like their freedom taken away from them. They do not like to be harassed. They do not like to have law enforcement enter their home without a warrant. American people want their freedom. They love their freedom. They cherish their freedom. They respect it. They honor it. They live it. They love it. They can't get enough of it. And when you start taking it away, you're looking for trouble. You try that crap. You're looking for big trouble. Big, big, big trouble. So hopefully in 2014, hopefully this is what I'm hoping for, that in 2014, that we learn from our mistakes. We take the time and we look back. Okay, not just back from 2013, but from time immemorial, we have to start learning from our mistakes. Every mistake I've ever made, I've learned from. So if I can do it, little old me, little dummy me, if I can learn from my mistakes, why can't something as big as the United States government learn from their mistakes? Well, if they can't admit that they're wrong, that would make them look weak. How are they going to win another election when they look weak? Really, admitting that you're wrong, admitting that you screwed up, that makes you weak? Really? I see it different. I see strength in that. If somebody's actually not afraid to stand up and say, yeah, I screwed up. And you know what? You know who the most honest person in the world was in 2013? I've thought about this. It was that mayor in Toronto. Yeah, that crack-smoking, hooker-humping, you know, booze-guzzling. God only knows what the hell this guy did. He was the most honest man in 2013. And that's why his numbers were so up. I know, I think he resigned or whatever, but those people respected him. Why did they respect him? Why do you think those people respected him in Toronto? Any idea? Anyone? Class? Bueller? Anybody? Because he was friggin' honest. Yeah, I smoked crack. It was under one of my drunken stupors. Okay, now, smoking crack and being smoking crack in a drunken stupor as a mayor of a city of Toronto, should that be? Well, probably, you know, you would think that it would affect his job. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. It wasn't in Toronto. But his alcohol and his drug abuse and his hookers and whatever the hell else this guy was doing, I don't know if he was doing hookers or not. I'm just throwing that in there. But it doesn't really matter. That's not the point. It doesn't matter what he did. The fact that he stood up and he admitted it. That's the kind of people that we need in our Congress. People that are not afraid to stand up and admit that they screwed up. They made a mistake. I don't understand what the problem is with that. That does not make you look weak. That makes you look strong. You're a man. This guy, this Toronto, what was his name, something Ford, Bob Ford, whatever his hell his name is, it doesn't really matter. It's not the point. The fact that he stood up there and was honest, you can't find that anymore. We can't find that stuff anymore. Bring that stuff back into our government. That's what I want for 2014. I just want a little bit of honesty. I know I'm not going to get 100%, but at this point, I'll accept 10. 10 freaking percent of honesty compared to what we have now will be a drastic improvement. That's what I want for 2014, and we're out of time. God almighty, that was the fastest 2 hours on planet freaking Earth. And I didn't even cover anything. I still got a whole bunch of stuff here to cover. Unbelievable. See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you get yourself all worked up over all this stuff, but it's not my fault that I get worked up. It's these people. So 2014, this is our job. We are going to make 2014 a much better year, much better decade. We're going to learn from our goddamn mistakes, and we're going to be honest with our mistakes. And that's what it takes. That's what it takes to have a country. Honesty. Honesty is the best policy. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.